Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. 10 days ago, we got new numbers from the latest WASDE report from USDA. Let's get back to the insight of Todd Dahl of the Matthews Group regarding soy meal production in the world, especially when it comes to South America. Argentina, number one.
You know, this is the world numbers. And as we can see there, Brazil, big crop, 156 million. I'm not going to be surprised if a year or two down the road, we come to the realization that number was closer to 160. Argentina obviously had the drought with the 25 million tons produced. It's creating a dynamic in Argentina that's going to be difficult for the world to manage at this point. Argentina exports are obviously down, but it's the crush. Argentine crush from 21-22 to 22-23 could be down as much as 9 million tons. They just don't have the beans. And then they've gone into these soy dollar programs, soy dollar 1, 2, and 3. The farmers sell, and then they pull back. Pressures down there only have maybe 10 days, 12 days worth of bean supplies. And it's been all of a sudden difficult getting some of those beans out of Brazil, so much so that it is now profitable for the Argentine farmer to import U.S. soybeans and crush and then export the meal to their usual customers. So that's why, again, going back to that number, I said the U.S. USDA lowered U.S. bean exports. I think there's a chance we're going to be exporting beans to Argentina for their crush. We're also exporting beans to Germany, and we're exporting those beans to Germany. They're crushing them. They're taking the soybean oil, putting it into renewable biofuels, renewable biodiesel, and they're exporting it back to the U.S. And it's basically a RINs game at this point. So again, I'm not going to argue with a 25 million bushel reduction in U.S. bean exports, but I think as we move to the next 2 to 3 months, especially with what I believe China is going to be buying on beans for not only for the balance of old crop, but for new crop here, and I think we maybe have a little bit, we have a decent chance for U.S. bean exports to be raised as we move through subsequent reports. The USDA did raise Chinese imports to 100 million for old crop. I'm not going to discount that it can't be 103, 104, 105 because of what the state reserve is doing. I have been told by several different sources in China that the state reserve may be increasing their reserves this year by as much as 8 million tons. If that's the case, there is my theory for why we could be 103, 104, 105 million by the time we get there. Maybe they shift some of that to new crop, but I think that's that 100 million ton number could actually go a little bit higher. And that's old crop.
And we'll check new crop numbers from Todd Dahl of the Matthews Group at Merrick's tomorrow morning right here on Inside Agriculture. Thank you for tuning in, turning us on. We'll see you tomorrow morning right here on Inside Agriculture.